It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Snow is in the forecast for much of Colorado, but it won't mean the end of the state's drought problems. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Light snow is expected across the plains today and Saturday. A few inches could also fall in the valleys and foothills. The wave of snowfall will likely do little to decrease drought conditions statewide. Snow precipitation is well below long-term averages for this time of year, and more than two-thirds of the state is experiencing extreme or exceptional levels of drought. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Larimer County could adopt stricter oil and gas regulations. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
In November, the state created new oil and gas rules that require a 2,000-foot buffer between drilling and some buildings. Larimer officials met this week to start the process of adopting these new rules. According to the Loveland Reporter-Herald, county commissioners will also consider adopting even stricter setbacks than what's mandated by the state. The potentially tougher rules would be for areas deemed unique and important for the safety, health, and welfare of residents. Boulder County adopted a 2,500-foot setback in December. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Historic bridges, a mid-century modern ski resort building, and a homestead that predates statehood are now considered endangered by Colorado Preservation, Inc. There are now 130 sites on the state's endangered places list. Kim Grant is the director of the program trying to save them. He says ideas about preservation are evolving.
We used to focus a lot on the, you know, great, fabulous landmarks. But there's an awareness now that the ordinary vernacular landscapes and buildings have important stories to tell, too.
Two sites previously at risk have now been saved. They are the Gold Medal Orchard in Montezuma County and the Goodnight Barn, built in 1870 in Pueblo. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse helped wrap up the House impeachment case Thursday afternoon. Neguse tried to refute an expected freedom of speech defense from Trump's legal team. Neguse said the case isn't about political speech by those who attack the Capitol or Trump himself.
It's about his refusal to accept the outcome of the election and his decision to incite an insurrection. And there's no serious argument that the First Amendment protects that.
Our live impeachment coverage resumes this morning at 10:00.